I want to give you a little update on what's happening in Japan. But I'd like to start, if you don't mind, by bowing your heads. Father, we come before you looking to your word for the solutions, rather than ourselves. Because within ourselves, we have your presence, and we can go forward with your promises, knowing that you are in the control room on every level, the spirit, soul, and body. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Matthew 24 was the scripture that he bounced back into my heart the minute I heard about the Japanese experience. And in verse 3, it says, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the ends of the age? Not the end of the world, the end of the age. Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceive you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Verse 7. Nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be famines and earthquakes. Earthquakes. It's not a misprint. I didn't do it twice on purpose. I'm trying to make a point. In various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. The beginning of birth pains. Ladies, when you have a baby, pain is part of your body. It is a part of the cycle in the body. It is designed by God to give you a heads up. There's more to come. Yes or no? The first few... I mean, I watched my wife, and it hurts like heck for the guys, too. It's a different kind of pain for the man than it is for the woman. But it's still visible. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. Now, you say, well, wait a minute. How many saw Kid Rock's comments on Fox News this week? He was on, I believe, NBC. And he made a comment about he doesn't want to see Bible thumpers in control of our nation. I don't either. Because Bible thumpers are irritations. Lovers of the Lord are great. The other thing he doesn't want is the fanatics and the radicals. I thought to myself, well, you've already given us some of your colors. You know? No, I mean, he's a celebrity that's probably worth many millions. And he's got a value system that may be very different than yours and mine. But the bottom line is, what do we do for him? He opened up the door to get more prayer. From maybe Bible believers. How many know you don't like to be pounded by people? I never suggest people pounding the Word of God into somebody. Because it's not God. It's not love. It's not respect. The Scripture says very clearly that the Lord will draw. He will draw those that are His. And He will bring them to Himself. And He's not finished with any of us yet. So now I want to give you a little bit of a heads up. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're living in a day where this end of the age is getting closer. It's designed by God for us to wake up. Chapter 12 talks about spiritual gifts. Verse 1. Now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray by mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by Christ or by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So Kid Rock's not a believer because he wouldn't be picking on the body of Christ, whether they're perfected or not. Whether they think like him or you or me, it's not important. What's important is you know that he doesn't have a love for the Lord just by his words. So he needs him. Verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. So does Kid Rock have an opportunity to be blessed? Yes. Be filled with the Holy Ghost? Yes. Be transformed?
Yes.
Yes! There's nobody that's left out, including Japan. Amen. Including Korea and China. Amen?
Amen?
All right. Now to each, verse 7. To each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. You saw that this morning. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. That's discernment. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the works of the one and the same Spirit. And he gives them to each one as you command. Oh, as he commands, huh? Or as he determines. So who's in charge? The Holy Spirit's in charge. Jesus released him into the earth. He's working. You mean he's working in the midst of those that are in Japan with their hardships? Yes. I don't know what the percentages are, but I suspect it's probably somewhere around 2% of Japan that has a knowledge of the Lord. I want you to hear a couple of prophetic words that were put on the internet. And this one I pulled off this morning. I did hear about it yesterday. So just close your eyes, and I want you to hear what it says. This is a prophetic message given for the year. And it was given through Kim Clement. And he is in California. And here is an excerpt of what happened. Being one of the scribes of many prophets, I have remembered for years, that Kim Clement said something would happen in March 11. But we only know, in part, we actually published a word regarding Kim Clement's prophecy about the date, March 11, back in 2004. Go there, and you can look it up on his website. This is written by Steve Schultz. I must admit that when I went to bed early, and then woke up around 3 a.m. on March 11th, I wondered if something was up, as I had recalled the March 11th word from years ago. This is beyond what we cover regarding his 2006 word just below, which we'll talk about a little bit later. So, he listened, and there was a 9-minute audio clip yesterday. And in that 9-minute audio clip, he was talking about what happened in 2006. Two things were established. In July 2006, God spoke a clear word about the earthquake in Japan and how it would be a sign of things pertaining to political change in the in the Middle East, and about special protection for America. Here is the excerpt from the words that came through him on July 8th. Japan, China, Korea. God is going to do something big. Japan, you represent the other nation that shall be called a friend to America. You may say, this is all ridiculous, as they have always said when the prophet speaks. This is crazy. It is crazy at the time. But who is he that searches the hearts of men and is presently yet the king of Japan? The Lord God Almighty. The king of China. The Lord God Almighty. The king of Korea. Lord God Almighty. No north, no south. Just one. Just one Korea. Just one Korea. Just one shall rise with Christ in their mouth. Notice Korea has the Lord, because actually South Korea is full of the Holy Spirit. The North Korea is afraid because obviously the darkness is still ruling. But it's only for a season. This word will come to pass. Okay? One shall arise with Christ in their mouth and Christ in their lips and in their hearts, says the Lord. This one nation shall experience what they predicted for this nation, meaning America, and for this West Coast, an earthquake which will take us out. Your prayers will save many lives regarding this earthquake in Japan. So what is that saying? The ring of fire, which you saw on the news, instead of taking out California, took out a chunk of Japan. Why? Why? I gave you the answer. The believers, the prayer warriors, the intercessors. Amen? Those that have been on the job to obey the Lord. This speaks of this incredible integration and this one fusion of Japan and China. A lion has roared and the Lord has spoken. This is all part of the prophecy. And who can prophesy just for a moment between Japan and China and Korea? God is going to do something big. That was 2006. Why did he wait 5 years?
It's in his time.
It's in his time. Why is he waiting to bring salvation to some? It's in his time. It hasn't changed the pattern.
And our president called Japan our friends.
Yes. Good. Now, why am I saying this? Because this was given back in 2006. Why did Kim Clement record it? How many of you are doing the same thing? How many of you are recording when you get a word from God and write it down so that you can go back and rehearse it? Or are you just poo-pooing it away? God will not give a saint any kind of recognition until he or she is honest before God. And acknowledges it and gives it out even if it hurts. Like this morning, girl. It hurts to give out something like that. But it is also God that allows you to go through the pain. There is no accidents with the Lord. There are no accidents. He is faithful. He will complete His mission in each and every one of us. But you know what? The gifts of the Holy Ghost are needed in each of you to go higher and higher. To get developed in purity and in honesty and integrity. When you and I get totally honest before God and let Him perfect us, and He will. He's in process. He's doing it. He is growing us up. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Are you ready for the next level?
Oh, okay.
We're all saying yes, but ooh.
See, are you ready? Well, yes. Spiritually, you're ready. Emotionally, you might still have a few ifs and buts and questions and all that stuff. Amen?
Amen.
So you're human. God is faithful.
Amen.
God is faithful. I'm trying to give you a heads up. These gifts of the Holy Ghost are absolutely needed. If we didn't have men and women in total submission to the Lord and obedient and stepping out on a limb. The first time I saw Kim Clement was in the middle of the 90s. He was down in the middle of Connecticut. And I was blessed. I remember buying his book about his whole story. You know, he was a rock and roll star. He was about to enter a movie and make a movie out in the Midwest of Australia, I believe it was. He was from South Africa. That's where he was brought up. You know what? He was high on drugs. You know how he came to the Lord? He was bleeding to death in a ditch. He had overdosed. And the Lord came and healed his wound because somebody stabbed him. So much for your children that are having a hard time. Don't you see? God doesn't pick on the ones that have no value. That's for you, Linda. Did you hear me? He doesn't pick on those who have no value to him. He allows them to go down so that they can come up and pull the others out. Nikki Cruz, a hopeless case, a murderer, an addict of every kind, a killer. He was standing in Bellamy School when I listened to him, and I'll tell you, listen to a man who was there and did all the wrong choices, and God flipped him over and uses him for all the right reasons. Why?
Why? Because when he had that knife on David Wilkinson, he settled David Wilkinson. He was going to carve him into a million little pieces, and David Wilkinson said, go ahead, every little piece will still love you.
Amen. And you see, the power of love is greater than all your fear tactics. Every one of them. So what am I saying? If you don't develop your spiritual senses, and if you don't prophesy, why? I ask you, why? Because you're not serious yet. Words of knowledge, words of wisdom, visions. All these things are important. Dreams. All these things are important. And there's not one vessel that cannot be used. Do you hear me? There's not one vessel that cannot be used. Now, I'll guarantee you, your little toe cannot do the work of your thumb. But each area is designed by God to do a work. Each one of you has a work to do for the body. Now, close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
continue to give me courage.
Grace and mercy.
To be a part of the body of Christ and to fulfill my destiny for the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.